This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Iraq, U.S. fighter planes today again struck alleged guerrilla targets in and around Fallujah. The troubled city west of Baghdad is a suspected stronghold for Iraqi insurgents and some foreign fighters. For more about the U.S. military's take on the insurgency in Fallujah and possible strategies there, Day to Day's Noah Adams spoke with NPR's Eric Westervelt, who's at the Pentagon.
Eric, the Pentagon believes, apparently, that the Jordanian-born militant Abu Musab al-Zarqawi is in Fallujah and operating out of there. Are they pretty sure about that?
Well, they think it is a base of operations for him, Noah, but that he moves around a lot. Many analysts think the idea of this vast Zarqawi network has been exaggerated somewhat by U.S. and Iraqi officials and some in the media. A defense official I spoke with, on condition he not be identified, told me that the military estimate is that there are about 2,000 armed and trained insurgents in and around Fallujah. That is an estimate. And out of that, only about 200 are foreign fighters from other Arab and Islamic countries. And out of those 200 or so, not all are loyal to Zarqawi and his network. There are some signs, according to this official I spoke with, of some fissures between the Iraq insurgents, mainly Sunni Islamic nationalists, and the foreign fighter groups. And they disagree on key tactical and religious issues, including whether it's okay under Islamic law to behead Westerners and civilians. One official I spoke with said the clerics in Fallujah know that these beheadings are contrary to the basic tenets of Islam, and they're concerned about Zarqawi's tactics.
According to an Islamist website now, Zarqawi apparently has been pledging allegiance to Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda. There at the Pentagon, do you feel that officials think that has any real credibility, that connection?
They think that connection is legitimate and real. Zarqawi no longer calls his group Unity and Holy War, but has changed the name to Al-Qaeda in the Land of the Two Rivers, meaning the Tigris and Euphrates rivers. They believe, as one official put it, that Zarqawi has sort of accepted the Al-Qaeda buyout offer, so to speak. They believe that this new connection and this kind of pledge of allegiance to Al-Qaeda could be a big boost to Zarqawi, help him in recruiting and training and in fundraising, as well as in his propaganda operations, helping to get his message and videos of beheadings and terrorist acts out into the World Wide Web and elsewhere.
How much coordination would there be, and would there be indeed much of an infiltration of the Iraqi security forces? It seems like the insurgents know what's going on. There was an attempt to kill Iraq's interim prime minister, Iyad Alawi, this week. They knew where he was going to be at a certain time.
That's right. And U.S. military officials I've spoken with have said that they are troubled by the fact that the Iraqi security forces are, in the words of one official, highly infiltrated, as that assassination attempt showed. There have been other examples as well. This week, an Iraqi guard post for the U.S.-trained Iraqi National Guard was attacked just at the time that these soldiers were getting up for their morning formation. They were in the courtyard when they were attacked, so the insurgents knew the exact time, place, and location to strike. There have been many examples of that, where the insurgents seem to have excellent intelligence on what the Iraqi and American forces are doing, and the U.S. picture of them is less clear.
And the funding for the insurgents?
Officials believe key funding is coming from Saudi Arabia and Syria, from wealthy individuals, charities, and civic groups being funneled to Sunni insurgents throughout the Sunni Triangle. That's helping to pay even common criminals to plant roadside bombs, also help to pay for ammunition and arms and for training.
NPR's Eric Westervelt at the Pentagon. Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome.
And thanks to Day to Day's Noah Adams for that interview.